Farmers in particular are being hurt by these fires. In East Gippsland, the damage has been multi-pronged. Not only has the fire destroyed fencing and other infrastructure, not to mention killing livestock, it has also destroyed precious stores of feed. Our reporter David Sparks is in the town of Buchan. David, what have you seen today?
Well, Linda, today I've been through several areas of forest that are just absolutely devastated. I've also seen several houses that have, homes that have been destroyed. And when I say destroyed, I mean virtually levelled. I was quite shocked at how little is left, I guess, of a home after a fire of this intensity sweeps through. In particular, today I drove through about a 10-kilometre stretch of forest south of Buchan. And honestly, it's hard to describe it. I think one of the most overused words in journalism is inferno. But what I saw today in this forest, it can only be described as, it can only have been done by what you describe as an inferno. Everything was utterly blackened for this 10-kilometre stretch, not a single leaf to be seen. And then as I came up closer to Buchan towards the farmland, pastures were blackened, and I came across, you know, one farm, for example, where everything on the farm appeared to be blackened, but out the front were fresh bales of hay, which had been delivered today, which is good to know. But Buchan itself has had homes lost in these fires over the past week. I went to the Buchan football ground this afternoon, where people were in reasonable spirits having a free feed. One of the charities was putting on some food and some very nice coffees. I can tell you, Linda, an emergency latte beats a turmeric latte any day of the week. They were winning a lot of praise. While I was there, I spoke to some farmers who had received some fodder that's come in late last night and this morning. Two of those farmers were Janice and John. Janice and John Coates, who farm in East Buchan.
Ever since the fires, the lightning strikes on November the 21st, we've been preparing for fire and weren't surprised when it hit there the other night. And even though when it did hit, it came in at us a bit faster than I thought it would, but yeah.
So how much damage have you taken?
We've lost John's family home, but we're on the adjoining property in our home now, and we saved that on the night, and we lost a wool shed, and but that's the pasture and the fences.
Yeah, how much fencing have you lost?
We lost practically all our fencing, which could mount up to about 10 kilometres, I'd say, on our home property and another property would be nearly as much again.
Did you have a chance to evacuate, or tell me about that?
Well, I made up my mind the week or so before. We talked about it. I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stop and work on it, which we did, and we won.
In Baron Buchan East, we've lost all of the koala habitat and the lyrebird habitat, where they were prolific, and I imagine there probably isn't one left.
Were you scared when the fire was coming through?
No, I was surprisingly calm. I don't know if I'm so calm after it. But
sounds like you think you should have been scared the way you're laughing, wouldn't
it? Well, that's right. Yeah. When you've never faced something like this before, you always wonder how you would react at the time. And John and I, we just went through our paces. When things got a bit hairy, we backed out of it and retreated to a more manageable situation so we didn't put ourselves in danger.
John, same question. I'm sorry, it's a stupid one, but were you scared?
No, we were too busy. We thought we were in control the whole time. Well, I did. I thought we were. Janice worked on one hose. I worked on the other one, and
that was we had our spray unit.
We had a very good spray unit and a lot of pressure. And the way the fire was, we felt confident all the time we could beat it.
Janice and John Coates, what an amazing couple, David. Now, we've seen that many people in East Gippsland evacuated to bigger towns, Bairnsdale, Sale, for example. Are they able to return home yet?
Well, Linda, that depends on where home is. We are seeing areas open up gradually. For example, where I'm now in Buchan, people couldn't get in and out of here even 48 hours ago, whereas that is now able to be accessed. But there's areas, particularly east of Lake's Entrance, east of Orbost, places like Cairn River, and all the way up to Mallacoota, which of course you've been hearing a lot about. We still don't really know when those roads are going to be safe to go on. The military and other authorities are still getting around there, getting trees off the road, and that is very much a fluid unknown at this stage.
Okay, thanks very much. David Sparks, a reporter at Buchan in Victoria's East Gippsland.